you call that, what kind of peanut you got? That
peanut, that's a ground.
Grows in the ground?
Yeah.
Any names for those, different types?
Well, you've got, well, a peanut is a peanut, but it'd be different variety, just like a corn is corn.
Store bought?
Yeah. You've got your running peanut, and you've got your bunch peanut, and you got your little bit of, we used to call them little Spanish peanuts, and you got your big improved peanut, and you got your red peanut, and you got a clear peanut, like you used to buy them around stores, you know, in bags, but I see they've gotten them now where they got them red ones in there.
Have you got a kind of a long, thin, oval-shaped nut, you know, that has perforated shell, and you might buy these at Christmas time?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a, you talking about an English walnut?
No, I'm talking about an almond.
Almonds. No, we don't grow none of them here.
Almonds?
We have to buy them, yeah.
I see. Okay. Now, talking about the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat, you call that the?
Cherry.
Yeah, you might throw away, you might bite down on the...
Now, you got a wild cherry that's got the seed in it.
Uh-huh.
You don't eat that, but your cultivated cherry, you eat all of that.
Huh?
It don't have no seed now, the ones that I have.
Okay.
It just grows a one with a hull on it, and you just eat that whole thing like, you know, like a cranberry. It's a,
you get oranges here?
Yeah, we have grown some oranges here, but they don't do too well. You know, it's the climate, it's too cold or something.
I see.
We get them east wind. See, we'll have a little warm spell. We have to happen to have figs every once in a while. They get all sapped up, and then that we'll get a cold snap out of the northeast and freeze everything, and that'll be sapped up, and it'll freeze that thing, and then that stalk fig tree, it'll just bust, you know. You can go back in a day or two and you see this pop, and little oranges done that away. Now, we had an orange that we could grow, and mother had a big old place there she kept us. And she grew great big old oranges on them, but it's one of them little old loving care bushes. You got to take care of it and love it.
You used to have them here, but now they're all.
Oh, there's still some. Every once in a while, you go to somebody's house in the country, he's got one.
But pretty much,
keep them very long. They get rid of them.
Pretty much, they're all.
Yeah. Yeah. Play out.
All. Let me say all gone.
Yeah, they don't last too long.
They're all gone?
Yeah, they're all gone from here.
Okay. Now somebody might offer you a plate and it had peaches and apples in it. You might say, they offer you a peach. You say, no, I don't want a peach.
I'll take an apple.
Okay, or get.
Give me an apple.
Okay,
yeah.
Give me a. All right. Now, if somebody had a lot of children, you'd say he had a what? He had a. You ever hear the word passel used?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
A whole passel of kids.
A whole passel of kids.
Yeah. That means a pickup load.
How many kids you got? I got four heads or something like that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I got four. I got, I used to tell them I had one girl, one boy, and then a pair of boys. So, and then we used to tell it on our family that we had seven sisters, had seven brothers, had four sisters each. And turned around and says the four sisters had seven brothers each.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people couldn't understand that. Well, each one of them had the same amount of them, didn't the same ones. Didn't make no difference.